This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. So back to jobs and businesses for our next couple of stories. We talked earlier about the labor market in the United States, where workers are feeling more confident and millions of jobs are open across the economy. In the United Kingdom, employers added more than 200,000 workers to payrolls in September, the biggest monthly increase in 7 years. Businesses there are relying on recruiting agencies and staffing companies to fill job postings. And in the English town of Stratford-upon-Avon, birthplace of Shakespeare, local officials are turning to an old tradition. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson reports.
People can win on this one, that's right.
Every October, the charming English town of Stratford-upon-Avon holds an ordinary carnival with an unusual name. The mop fair looks like any other town fair, with rides, food stalls, and the chance to play games and win prizes. But this year, there's a new attraction, a job fair to help local businesses who are struggling to recruit enough staff. Matt Jennings from the local council says that this is actually a return to how the mop fair used to be.
The mop originated back in the 1540s for local landowners to come and recruit their workers on the farms. And then they would have 2 days celebrating at the mop fair afterwards.
So traditionally, the career fair came first, then workers threw a party to celebrate their new jobs. But that still doesn't explain the name.
It's called a mop because originally in the lapels of your jacket, if you cut hay, you would have a bit of straw. If you did sheep, you would have a bit of wool. And that was called a mop. There were also the ladies who would work on the manors, and they would actually have mops and brooms. And that's what they would carry in.
At the modern mop held in the Stratford Playhouse, lapels are empty, but there are plenty of job seekers armed with their resumes. The day before the mop, Nicola Norman learned that she was at risk of being laid off. She heard about the mop fair on the radio and decided to head over.
We've just got to a point where things are a bit difficult in this area, so I'm here to look for something new and exciting.
And that's good news, because many companies here say that post-lockdown, customers have come back in their droves. But recruiting new staff has never been harder. Dave Williams is from a local bus and coach company.
Yeah, everything's back to better than what we thought. Like, we're back at 2019 levels. People want coaches all day long. And it's just finding the right people to drive those vehicles and promote our company.
Many of the employers at the MOP say no experience is required. They'll train you on the job. Like Kristen Bingle, who works for a tech training company called QA. She says events like this are a great way to encourage new applicants and challenge the stereotype that doing an apprenticeship in the field of technology is an option only for young people.
We've had a lot of older people come along today, people who are looking to reskill and retrain and looking to just to do something different. No age is a barrier to an apprenticeship, for sure.
So is this 2021 MOP Fair a one-off? Matt Jennings, the organiser from the local council, doesn't think so.
This is the first time we've put it on for 550 years. I'm very pleased with the amount of people who are here. We've had a lot of support. We're hoping to do it again next year. There's a tradition of mops. They move around Warwickshire. Our aim is to replicate that next year.
Although this tradition has been dormant for hundreds of years, now it seems the mop is back for good. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson reporting for Marketplace.